You are listening to Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Arizona Congressman John Shattuck, a Republican representing the Grand Canyon State's 3rd Congressional District. He joins me now to talk about a new piece of legislation he's trying to advance through the House of Representatives that will make sure the terrorist detainees at Guantanamo Bay never set foot on American soil. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure, Greg. Glad to be with you.
You've recently written about this at townhall.com, and I imagine some other places as well. Basically, this legislation is to make sure that the detainees, which will need a new home if the Obama administration gets its way in closing the detention camp in about a year, don't end up here. What is your assessment about the timing of the fact that they ordered this closure within a year? It seems in your piece that you don't think they thought the whole thing through before they decided to set a timetable for that.
Well, I think there are a lot of critics out there who are concerned that we got the cart ahead of the horse. That is to say, the president announced that we would close Gitmo and then created a commission to study, okay, what will we do when we close Gitmo? And it seems to me that that is problematic. Some of the discussion so far has focused on bringing these detainees, the roughly 250 of them, actually 241, to the United States. And many of us are deeply concerned about that. America's best fought in various wars in both Afghanistan and Iraq to ensure that these people were never able to kill or harm Americans on American soil. And now the government is proposing to bring them here, I think without having adequately thought through that proposal. And it's fraught with many serious problems. So while the government tries to figure out what it's going to do if it, in fact, goes ahead with closing Guantanamo Bay, we think it's important to lay down a clear marker that they not be brought to the United States.
Congressman, one of the things you point out in the article is a direct rebuttal of one of the strongest comments of those who are in support of potentially bringing some of those detainees here. You point out that even if they're convicted and sentenced to life in prison, America is less safe as a result of them still being on American soil. Explain what you mean by that.
Well, I think there are many reasons for America being less safe if they're brought to American soil. Number one, there is the issue of escape or of a prison break. That is to say, other terrorists decide that they want to come get one of them, and so they come to America and come to one of our prison facilities and try to break them loose. There is the risk of danger to the lives of guards or to their families if they're imprisoned in the United States. But beyond that, there are even other concerns. U.S. law provides that once you are on American soil, you are entitled to petition for asylum. Now, in theory, asylum is not supposed to apply to terrorists, but if an American court were to begin to adjudicate this issue, the ACLU or some other legal group were to step in and try to convince a court that one of these gentlemen or one of these individuals was in fact not a terrorist, the next thing you know, some court could confront a petition for asylum, and one of these individuals could be free among us. And that doesn't even mention the foment that they could do within the prison to perhaps radical Muslims inside the prison who are on their way out. There are a myriad of things that can happen once they get to American soil that are at least more difficult, if not impossible, as long as they are no longer brought here. And I think it's simply inconceivable that we would bring these type of people, many of whom aren't even welcome back in their own countries because they are dangerous, to American soil.
Follow up on that last point, if you can, for a minute, Congressman, because as you point out in the piece, most other countries have no interest in obviously bringing these hardened killers to their own country. And if we have to close Guantanamo, what other option is there than to bring them into the U.S.?
Well, we can explore other options. I don't know what those are. I actually have some ideas on what they might be, but I don't think now is the time to surface those. I want to get the line drawn in the sand that says we're not bringing them here to ensure the safety of Americans. But to explain or to answer your earlier question, roughly 60 of the 240 or so detainees at Guantanamo Bay right now are in a position where we would be willing to release them to their country of origin, but their country of origin does not want them, or they would not be safe in their country of origin. If the country they came from doesn't want them there because of the threat they pose, why in God's name would we want them here? So that's a problem. In addition, the likelihood is pretty substantial that at least a significant number of them will return to terrorism or to terrorist activity as soon as they can. Indeed, at least 60 who have been released have been documented to have gone back to terrorist activity. So these are not reformed individuals who are safe wherever they are in the world. They aren't welcome, many of them, in their own home countries, and bringing them to American soil is one step too close, as far as I'm concerned, and many of my colleagues.
And, Congressman, we mentioned just the impact these folks could have inside the prisons, the fact that they could attract terrorists to come to try and break them out, perhaps, or even encourage terrorist activity in the country. Then there's also the problem if, for some reason, there's a legal technicality and they have the charges removed or reduced against them. And you also point out in the article that some don't serve that long when they actually get convicted.
Yeah, actually, there's one terrorist right now whom the federal government is considering releasing, quote-unquote, for good behavior. So once you get any one of these individuals into an American prison, it is the beginning of a slippery slope toward their release into our society. That, I don't think, is in the interest of any American, and it certainly flies in the face of the sacrifice our men and women in uniform have made in fighting these terrorists. To then bring them here simply makes no sense whatsoever. And I don't care how secure the prison is. I think most Americans will say, when given a chance, they do not want them in their neighborhood, in their state, or in this nation.
Last 30 seconds here, Congressman. What are your expectations for this legislation?
Well, there are a number of bills along this line. Mine is the most unequivocal because it goes at the issue of asylum. I hope that the American people will light a fire under the Congress and make them deal with this. It doesn't preclude the president from going forward with his analysis of what to do with them. And there are other things that could be done with them rather than bring them here. But it would lay down a clear marker that we are not going to allow them to be brought here. I think that will make America safer. And I hope the Congress takes the issues up and passes it.
Congressman, very good of you, sir, to spend some of your busy day with us. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you, Greg.
Arizona Congressman John Shattuck is a Republican representing his state's 3rd congressional district. Still ahead in this edition of Dateline Washington, our weekend politics discussion with John Gizzi of Human Events. But when we come back, the marriage debate flares up again in California. We'll talk with Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Council, as the arguments go before the California Supreme Court once again as to whether Proposition 8, passed by California voters back in November, returning the definition of marriage in the Golden State to one man and one woman, will stand or be reversed. Stay tuned.